This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 2 million refugees have now fled Ukraine, says the UN. Emmanuel Odela is among them. He's from Nigeria and was studying in Kyiv when the war broke out. He's in Germany now and says this has been traumatic for him.
This past couple of days, I think I have a little bit of trauma from this whole activity. The whole things that have happened in this past couple of days have been very, very, it's called a big trauma. I traveled with my family. It's been traumatic, actually.
Russian troops are gaining ground in southern Ukraine, but their advance toward the capital of Kyiv hasn't been easy for them. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace says Russia's advance towards the capital, Kyiv, continues to face pressure from Ukrainian forces around nearby towns. In addition, a lengthy Russian column remains stuck on the road north of Kyiv. Wallace believes Russian forces are becoming more and more desperate in the face of such military and supply holdups, leading to what he calls indiscriminate shelling of civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The mayor of a suburb of Kyiv called Bukha reports artillery fire so heavy, responders can't even get to the bodies on the streets, he says. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukrainian forces are courageous, but he says for every one soldier they have, there are 10 Russian soldiers. Here at home, gas prices are skyrocketing because of the war in Ukraine. Gas is $4.17 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's up 11 cents since yesterday. One teenager in Iowa has been killed and two others critically wounded after gunfire from what appeared to have been a passing vehicle. It hit them outside a school. Police in Des Moines say potential suspects are being detained. This was on the grounds of East High School. This is AP News. The annual Oscars nominee luncheon is back after an interruption because of the pandemic. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
After a year-long hiatus caused by the pandemic, the annual Oscars nominee luncheon has been held. It's said everyone has a hero, even those who others look upon as their heroes, and so it was at the Oscars luncheon when those up for Academy Awards hang out with fellow nominees. Will Smith came in with Anjanue Ellis, both nominees for King Richard. Ellis says she literally let Smith take the lead.
He was dancing. I was like, yo, you know, let's bring this party. Let's get this party started.
Questlove, who's up for Best Documentary, says he huddled up with Denzel Washington to get pointers.
He's basically just talking about his 30 years of kind of doing this racetrack thing and teaching me the ropes.
Penelope Cruz says after a year of being apart, the Oscars luncheon this year was like reconnecting with the Hollywood community. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.